This is Easy Money with Don Anders. With more than a decade of financial planning experience, Don has helped thousands of people retire on their terms. He's been seen in the Wall Street Select, the Miami Herald, and on major television networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. The Easy Money podcast was created to help explain complex financial concepts in an easy-to-understand way, without all the jargon. Now it's time for Easy Money with Don Anders.
What actually is a Roth account? Now, a lot of people say, oh, what's a Roth IRA? Well, there's actually Roth 403Bs, Roth 401Ks, but if it has the name Roth by it, it means that you pay taxes now, but not ever again on the principal or the interest. Meaning, if you put in $10,000 and over 20 years that your $10,000 grew to $30,000, you don't pay taxes on any of it, even though you have $20,000 of growth. If you put your money into a 403B and the exact same thing happened, you wouldn't have paid $10,000 on the money up front, but you would have to pay it on all of the money at the end. So an example I like to use is if you were a farmer. Now, some of you are, some of you might not be. It's a pretty easy example. If you're a farmer and I gave you two options, I said, okay, you can either pay taxes on the seeds that you buy, or you can pay taxes on the harvest. Which one would you rather do? And that's exactly what a Roth is. You're paying tax on the seed, what goes in, but you're not paying any taxes on the harvest. The other reason a Roth is unbelievably valuable is because we don't know what taxes are going to be like in the future. We know what they are now, right? The devil you know is better than the devil that you don't. We know what taxes are now, which is for the average person, the average household is about 22% tax bracket. But historically, they've been as high as 50 to 60% for middle-class families. So we're getting more and more into debt. If eventually taxes get back to that even 30, 40, 50% range, you're going to be paying a lot more percentage-wise if you have a 401k or a 403b. You owe taxes at whatever that current tax rate is. And it's impossible to plan what it is because it just depends on who's in office, how much in debt we are, what the taxes are, all of that. Now you might say, okay, I'm definitely going to put everything I have into a Roth. Hold on a second. Remember, everything that you put into a Roth is taxable. So if you contribute to a Roth, great, but you don't get any tax benefits. So if you would have contributed to a traditional account, you would have saved the taxes and maybe put yourself into a lower tax bracket. Or let's say that you want to convert some money. Let's say you have $100,000 in a 401k or an IRA, and you want to convert it over to a Roth account. You can do that. The IRS will let you do that, but you are taxed 100% on anything you convert. So if you convert $100,000 in a year, well, you just made an extra $100,000, and there's a very good chance that's going to put you into another tax bracket. I personally love the idea of Roth conversions, of Roth contributions, but they need to be done strategically. We have a lot of times people will come in, they'll say, oh yeah, I heard on the radio or on TV that I should put my money in a Roth. I'm just going to roll everything there. Hold on, your money's in a 401k. Let's talk about some options. So if you're thinking about using a Roth account, great. My recommendation is do it strategically. Get help. If you can do it yourself, great. If not, look for a fiduciary financial advisor. And by all means, convert it over, control your own destiny with reduced taxes.
Don Anders is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional, helping individuals create financial strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agencies. Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Madison Avenue Securities and Don Anders are not affiliated companies.